Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones are open here. You can join us. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Aria.
And nobody. All right. So, coming up, I want to get into, of course, the latest out of Russia and the various different countries and, not countries, but companies that are cutting them off, like Visa, MasterCard, now PayPal, some serious targeting of the innocent people in Russia and making their life even more difficult.
Just saying nothing about how it's making the lives of people in the United States more difficult as well. Because, I mean, gas prices are now over $4 per gallon. This is entirely a result of this economic war that the United States and Russia are waging against one another.
It's definitely a factor. I mean, prices were already going up prior to that simply because of inflation. You know, the fact that they're inflating the money supply, that's going to weigh in. But now I think Russia was it 12% of the world's oil supply or something like 12 or 20%, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely having an effect. So we talk about those things. Plus, speaking of gas, the People's Convoy is still in the Washington, D.C. area. And they were supposed to roll on D.C. on Saturday, but apparently they didn't. What happened was they came into a speedway in Hagerstown, Maryland, and decided they were going to spend some extra time there before finally going out on Sunday. So they did go out Sunday. And I do have a report about that here from the Washington Post, so from mainstream media, and then I've got a piece that they posted on their Facebook group, so I definitely want to get an update on that. But again, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. I imagine you guys are like me, though, and you were pretty disconnected from the news over the weekend, because all three of us were at the same conference this weekend, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is put on by the Free State Project. And did you guys have a good Liberty Forum?
Yeah, it was great.
Had a great Liberty Forum and got no news, and no news is good news.
Indeed. It's easy to just disconnect from anything else going on in the world and just completely be absorbed by the people and the things going on at Liberty Forum. Bonnie and I were there representing New Hampshire Goldbacks, so we had a table that had the full New Hampshire set of Goldbacks on hand for people to examine and, you know, to purchase if they wanted to, and that went very well. There was a lot of interest. A lot of people were already aware that the Goldbacks existed. A lot of people already had the New Hampshire Goldbacks, and some who already had some wanted to get some more. Others who had heard about them but had not yet actually physically seen them were very excited to get their hands on them and purchase some of them.
I think a lot of people fail to understand just how shiny they are, right?
And they are.
I like shiny things.
I mean, once you flash one of these things, like to pay for something, you get people's attention because it's this shiny golden object that you're flashing around. It's impressive.
It literally is the definition of flashy.
Yeah.
Definitely. What's the has the price of goldbacks changed with the gold price?
It goes up and down every day based on the gold price.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're up record highs at this point.
What are they retailing at, they said?
We were doing $4 per this weekend, and I think their official retail rate is around that right now.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I mean, a few years ago at Forkfest, it was $3 per was the going rate for a single.
Yeah, that's right.
Not bad.
Yeah, I remember when they first started in late 2019, so, I mean, it hasn't even been three whole years since Goldback came out, but when it first started in late 2019, they were less than $3 a piece. So they have gone up more than 100%. Not quite 100%. 30. They've gone up at least 50%.
And that's and largely because of the increase in the value of gold.
That's, just because of the increased value of gold. And so, very, very happy with how people are interested in the gold back. And there's plenty of people that can see the value in having both gold backs and cryptocurrency. which I think is a perfect, like, 1-2 punch against fiat. Basically, you've got two really useful forms of value that crypto, of course, can transact over long distances with no problem, no counterfeiting issues whatsoever. And gold-backed works with a lot of people who just don't get crypto, who don't want to get crypto. You know, older folks, for instance, they absolutely can understand the gold-backed. There's no explanation necessary and no internet connection necessary either.
But the, and part of not having an internet connection, one of the good things is there are certain risks like EMP that could easily take, that could temporarily take out the internet. I don't think it could be taken out permanently because, you know, people could rebuild it pretty easily as a peer-to-peer. Also, the government, if they decided to go to war with the people, could easily take down the internet again temporarily, and so that's a great time to have some goldbacks around. At the same time, there are risks to goldbacks, like, you know, thugs coming into your house that cryptocurrency is less susceptible to. So if you're going to be prepared for eventualities, you have to prepare for a variety of them. And of course, that EMP would also take out, most of the dollar system. I mean, except for the cash in your pocket,
like the banking system or whatever.
Yeah, the banking system would be gone. The ATM network would be gone, and you'd be left with whatever cash you have in your pocket.
I tend to agree. I mean, both are really necessary. From a disaster recovery perspective, cryptocurrency probably isn't very useful because anything that could take us to a social place where we absolutely have to use cryptocurrency in order to survive is, as he points out, likely to wipe out the internet as well, at least temporarily. But I mean, just in a utilitarian sense, I can't buy something from Amazon using goldbacks.
No,
right?
That's true. Nor can you use Bitcoin. I mean, directly. You can use an intermediary, but
personally, I can't do any of these things, right?
Right.
But other people can.
Yeah.
So other people can buy things online using cryptocurrency, but in person, it just doesn't make sense if you're buying a cup of coffee to whip out your phone, scan a QR code, and involve cryptocurrency miners and all of this other stuff to confirm a transaction when you can just, here's a gold back and be done with it.
I mean, it is nice to be able to pay with cryptocurrency when a business does accept it.
It is.
If we were legally allowed to do it, because it can be convenient if everything's working correctly. But as I understand it right now, there are some issues with Edge Wallet and AnyPay. I've been hearing this, that something broke with, and I'm not sure who broke what or where.
I just saw people having issues yesterday, and I was like, man, here's some gold. Yeah. I don't have that problem.
Right. So there's like, you've got to have everything working perfectly, and then crypto's pretty great.
I mean, not really. The owner of the place, I mean, really, she could have just pulled up her own crypto wallet and shown a QR code. There are workarounds utilize AnyPay that wouldn't have had these issues. But the simple solution, it didn't appear to be working.
Yeah.
And frankly, there are probably better implementations of what AnyPay does that would be at a lot less risk. I mean, all you really need is a wallet that will accept a dollar amount and convert it. It doesn't have to involve servers out on the net and, you know, passing money through a third party. Or
well,
I guess it doesn't pass through anymore, but
yeah.
You know,
it
could be implemented much more simply.
Yeah, unfortunately, there aren't a whole lot of other options as far as point-of-sale systems go. Joel Valenzuela, who's a Free Stater Liberty activist, who's very active with crypto, he's the guy that is known for living on only cryptocurrency. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't ever touch dollars, basically. So he's an interesting character. He's a big supporter of Dash, and he says there's a company called CTX that was apparently they were inspired by AnyPay. Mm-hmm. And they have created a competitor, but at this time it is Dash only. So they don't have the multi-crypto aspect that AnyPay does. So I'm interested in seeing how that develops in the future, because apparently they have stated they do intend to expand and, you know, accept Bitcoin Cash or whatever. And I don't know, you know, the inner workings of how they're doing it or if they're doing it differently in some way from AnyPay. But it's one that's worth looking into. And Joel says he's done research and he's looked around. And so far, CTX is really the only only other option, because you can't just give your waitress access to your crypto wallet, right? Like any crypto wallet,
right,
you can punch a U.S. dollar amount in and create a custom code,
right,
but you just don't want to give that to your employees.
Of course, removing send functionality is easier than writing new functionality.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us. We'll get into the People's Convoy. What's happening with...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603 283 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to go and get started learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And it is a good time to start doing that because, well, there's no time like the present to get into this new form of transacting value from, you know, either someone sitting next to you or halfway across the world. Cryptocurrency is a very interesting technology that has taken the financial world by storm. It's even become a huge factor in the Ukraine situation, which we can get into here in moments. It really rose to prominence in the world of the activists a few weeks ago during the Freedom Convoy in Canada. There's been a lot of news about cryptocurrency recently. It's become quite a player in the sort of the world activism scene right now.
It's going to be interesting to see how it develops as well. Because, I mean, the mainstream cryptocurrency exchanges, however much libertarian virtue signaling they do, when push comes to shove, they're going to do whatever governments demand of them.
Yep, they will.
Well, they will, but the thing is, don't keep your money on an exchange, and I must admit, I had money on the exchange when we got raided, and
it's gone.
Well, it's actually still there. But
don't tell them that. Well, you just did.
Yeah, I did. They know. Okay. They know it's there. But you know, I'm basically forbidden to touch it, and they'll know if I do.
Yeah, that's right.
And to the credit of these exchanges, they have been actively telling people, hey, look, don't keep your money with us.
Yep, they have been saying, some of them have been saying that recently. And
the bigger ones.
Kraken, I think, deserves the most credit for making the most libertarian statements. But, you know, even Elon Musk actually weighing
in. Dude, I'm so sick of hearing from this clown. Elon Musk is a welfare whore who doesn't know anything about geopolitics or nation building or any of this other stuff. He's just a government whore.
I don't know if I agree with that because, I mean, he was interviewed. I didn't watch the whole interview, but he was interviewed by the Babylon Bee a couple months ago. And as you know, the Babylon Bee is a pretty libertarian news satire site.
I don't know that I consider them libertarian.
I think one of them spoke at Porkfest.
Really? Okay.
Last year.
I stand corrected.
I mean, I don't know if that means all of their editors are libertarian, right? But some of them, I think, do have that that viewpoint. And Elon Musk has made some really anti-government statements, some very pro-freedom statements on his
Twitter
profile.
He has. I don't disagree. But his entire company is built on being a government whore.
Well, then again, I mean, there's something to be said for if the government is handing out money, take as much of it as you can take. Because if you don't take it, it's going to the morons, and the morons are going to use it against you.
Or your competitors.
My dream has
always been to get a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to write a book. And the book would be called You Dumb Bastards, and it would be all about why they shouldn't have given me the money to write the book.
And if Elon Musk was that honest, that would be one thing, but he's not. He's out there on Twitter saying, oh, it would be so bad for Tesla, but we really have to bump up, you know, carbon production. We really have to get more gasoline, more natural oil, and all this other stuff. And like, dude, you're lying through your face. Your company sells offsets to other auto manufacturers. The more gasoline they're burning, the more money you're making by selling your carbon offsets to them.
I don't understand how that makes it false, what he said, though.
Because he's saying it's going to hurt his company when it would do exactly the opposite. It would cause Ford and Chevrolet and all of these other companies to have to send more money to him. Because they're the ones buying his carbon offsets. Tesla, have you ever seen a Tesla vehicle out there on the road? Ever?
Yeah, the guys from Anypay have one.
Okay. The vast majority of people. Have you ever seen more than the one?
I think I've seen another one somewhere.
Okay,
they're not very common, of course.
Okay. I'm told there's several of them out there.
There are several of them out there, but
what is
are there
carbon
anywhere
offset?
Near?
What is there?
It's when a company, instead of polluting themselves, they sell other companies the right to claim they're polluting. Like, you're allowed 100 gallons of oil polluted or whatever. Your company doesn't pollute any, but this company, they're polluting 125 gallons. So they buy 25 of your gallons, and you're like, oh, look, we're helping the environment, but you're not. You're just selling them this imaginary quota.
Huh. And that's a thing that happens?
These companies that's how Tesla makes all of its money.
Interesting.
That's why, you know Tesla's this multi-billion dollar company, but you don't see Teslas driving around. You probably see more of, what's that car that Marty McFly drove? Him back to the future.
DeLorean.
Yeah, you probably see more DeLoreans out there than you do Teslas.
Well, you did back in the day. DeLoreans haven't been made since the 80s.
I think you probably still see more DeLoreans out there than Teslas.
I heard they're coming out with a new one.
DeLoreans?
Yeah, I heard there's a new one that they're working on.
Wow. Yeah, I actually, when I did radio TV speech in junior high, we were supposed to do a commercial. And this is back in the day when extra strength Tylenol was getting laced with cyanide and put back on the shelf. So I did a commercial where I came out in a flower in my hair and said, "I'm John DeLorean. My wife's leaving me. My company's going broke, and I just got busted for cocaine. But it's all right, because now I've got Tylocide. It solves all your problems."
Yeah, there is news here that they're planning on releasing a DeLorean in 2022. So I feel like I saw a picture of it somewhere, but it's not popping out at me.
That's surprising news.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of old, things that are old that are, what's old again?
But the DeLorean wasn't really successful the first time, right? If it wasn't for Back to the Future, would anyone know what we were talking about?
I don't think so. No,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd remember it from John DeLorean getting busted with cocaine,
right?
But
yeah.
But see, I'd be like, DeLorean, that's a skill. That's a musical skill. That's it.
Apparently it's coming
back.
That's
not even correct. It's DeLorean, but that would be what I associated it with.
The DeLorean is coming back as an electric car.
Oh, wow. Apparently.
Is it keeping the little wing doors?
I mean, I would be shocked if they didn't have wing doors, right?
It's got to have the wing doors. It's not
a
DeLorean without that.
Right.
Without that, it's just a Tesla.
But to Elon Musk's credit, I mean, regardless of what you think about his company, his opinions are pretty anti-state sounding, really.
No, man, he's your typical Doge crypto meme bro. He's a little more than that. He's like, "Come on, guys, let's pimp some Dogecoin."
Some of my best friends are Doge meme bros.
He's got his little backwards cap on, and he's like, "Hey, dudes, let's go. Hey, kids, let's go buy some Doge." That's Elon Musk, man.
Well, he did say that his internet company, Starlink, has been told by some governments to block Russian news sources. Because you might have heard that Starlink sent a bunch of equipment to Ukraine recently. He said, "We will not do so unless at gunpoint. Sorry to be a free speech absolutist."
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good move on his part. I support that.
Yeah.
Musk
has anybody, he's got some good points and he's got some bad points. The thing is, if he didn't have some bad points, he wouldn't be prominent because he wouldn't be making any money because the system is designed to set out.
But this is the kind of decision I'm talking
about.
He calls himself a free speech absolutist.
Well, I think that's absolutely
really
a good idea.
But is it absolutely true?
I don't know.
Does he always stand for free speech every single time?
I don't know him well enough. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is ordering 500 additional U.S. troops to Europe as the war between Russia and Ukraine rages on. Austin saying the United States will also send refueling aircraft to Greece as part of the deployment. Gas prices are continuing to soar. AAA saying the national average for the price of regular is up to $4.07 a gallon. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying as the price of crude oil continues to rise, so will gas.
Crude oil prices are for futures for oil that will be delivered 30 days out and then processed into gasoline. So the future looks bleak for the price of gasoline retail level at the pump as the price of crude oil goes higher.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is upholding a decision that overturned a conviction.
The Supreme Court on Monday rejected an appeal aimed at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and their ruling that overturned comedian Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in June that an agreement he struck to provide testimony in a civil lawsuit in 2005 and 2006 should have given him immunity in the case. The Supreme Court rejected the appeal without commentary, meaning Bill Cosby will remain a free man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States military is planning to get a higher view in space. In a recent video, the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory revealed its plan to launch a satellite to bring surveillance to the area around the moon. It will be flown 272,000 miles into space and will bypass thousands of government and commercial satellites. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live phones are open here, and you're invited. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into the People's Convoy and what are they allegedly doing in or around Washington, D.C., because they didn't show up in D.C. on Saturday, as they had said they
didn't
were
they come
to.
Through New Hampshire at one point?
There were different legs of it, yeah. Okay. So some, I believe, started in the upper valley of New Hampshire and then headed down to rendezvous in Hagerstown, Maryland at the Speedway there, which is where they're now based out of. So they're apparently returning there at nighttime at this point. So we'll get into what's apparently going on. It's Ian Aria and Nobody here tonight on Free Talk Live. But we ended up getting off, for whatever reason, on a side tangent of talking about Elon Musk here and what he might possibly believe. Aria, you say he's just a straight-up welfare queen. On the other hand, nobody says, well,
I'm not saying he's straight-up that. You know, he's probably got some personal beliefs of his own.
Right.
Okay. But
you did call him a welfare queen.
He is absolutely a welfare whore, 100%.
Okay, well,
maybe other things, but he is a welfare whore.
And as nobody pointed out, well, look, you know, if the government's going to hand out some money, you might as well take it as long as you're willing to jump through whatever hoops they're going to put up in front of you. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, if the Free State Project wanted, and I don't recommend this for public relations reasons, but if the Free State Project wanted to be really ruthless, the thing we would do is we'd all move to New Hampshire, quit our jobs, go on welfare, and then just do agorism. And that way we would be sucking money out of the government instead of putting money into the government, and we would be doing, you know, other things in the background to keep ourselves going.
That would still be immoral, though.
Well, I don't know.
Is it
immoral
if you're increasing
if a thief is giving money away, is it immoral to take it? I don't think so. I think it's immoral to give them what they want for it, and what they want is loyalty. The thing is, they can give me as much money as they want, and they're not going to have my loyalty.
Well, they can keep their blood money. I'm calling it immoral to take it.
Well, okay, and this is where libertarians are going to disagree. I tend to lean towards what nobody's position is on this, even though I myself am not interested in taking government welfare, simply because whenever you take something from them, they take something from you. And it might just be the obedience of filling out the forms in triplicate and, you know, filing them with the right bureaucracies or whatever, but it could be a lot more than that. There may be some level of financial privacy that you have to give up or whatever, right? Like, it depends on whatever the giveaway is, what the string are that are attached. So that's why I say, as long as you're willing to jump through whatever hoops, it may be that they get to come to your house and look through it anytime they want to. As long as you're willing to put up with the hoops, then I don't think there's anything immoral with taking the money. I just think that it is an icky thing to be involved
in. I mean, the place where I take the money is, you know, back in the day, I ordered stimulants from the dark web. And that's how I kept my ADD in check. I didn't feel safe doing that after the raid, so I'm getting Adderall, and yep, the government's paying for it. Well,
they've
stolen enough from me that I have no problem taking
something
back.
I understand that, but let me address Ian's points. I mean, don't you advocate the usage of cryptocurrency because the usage of USD is immoral?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my personal belief. I don't think that it is immoral for an individual to take money from the government. Because, you know, you paid them.
It's best if they take it and short it and buy crypto with it.
Yeah. And they're a criminal enterprise, and they are going to continue robbing you and murdering and harming people.
Unless you use currency that they can't steal.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're just dealing with shades of immorality.
They're going to keep hurting
everything
people.
Is a shade of immorality. You cannot live perfectly in a system that is designed to force you into all manner of impropriety. What you can do is do your best to fight against it and use whatever resources they put at your disposal to, you know, kick him in the fork whenever possible.
I'm going to go to the phones here. We got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, Ian. Listen, Aria, good to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks.
By the way, I have to imagine that you are engaging in, you know, significant ignorance about Elon Musk. Well, yeah, I mean, I just assume I've been following him carefully because he's an interesting character, and I think he's way more productive than he is some sort of a welfare whore. I mean,
here's an article from May of 2015. Elon Musk's growing business empire is fueled by $4.9 billion in government subsidies, including, as I mentioned.
And he paid that back. He's paid that back.
Well, there's nothing here in this article
about
that.
That'll be a loan, not a subsidy.
Well, it occurred in the interim. I mean, that's 5 years ago.
But here's Dan Dolev of Jefferies Equity Research saying he definitely goes where there is government money.
What's that, Bad Slave? Couldn't hear you there.
Go ahead.
No, what did you say, Bad Slave?
in 7 years. And I've been paying attention. You've got to pay attention. You spout off all the time on really ignorant stuff.
Do you have any sources about Elon Musk paying back this money?
What?
She's asking where you heard that he paid back the billions.
I've heard it reported from different sources. I don't have the link on the tip of my brain.
I do. It's right here in front of me from the LA Times of Elon Musk's growing business empire being fueled by $4.9 billion in government subsidies.
Well, and that was 2015, right?
Yes,
that's
so
7 years ago.
So he's saying it was paid back. He says he pays close attention. And so, I don't know, I mean, he doesn't have anything to back it up, but then again, maybe he didn't know he was going to get into that conversation here tonight.
Into the conversation.
Well, no, you're looking at old data. You know, the fact is that you can't get in the automotive business without playing some games with the government. They've got their fingers into that so deep that it's unfriggin' believable. But the fact is that he's produced 250,000 cars. And Biden won't even talk to him because he doesn't like unions
Here we go, a story from 2021, Tesla's dirty little secret. Its net profit doesn't come from selling cars. It comes from 11 states.
Hold on.
This is last year, Batslave. 11 states require automakers to sell a certain percentage of zero-emission vehicles by 2025. If they can't, those automakers have to buy regulatory credits from another automaker that meets those requirements, like Tesla. And that's where Tesla gets its money.
And so who's the perpetrator of that? The government or Tesla? You don't end up being the richest man with, you know, if I think he's an honest operator, you have to look from both sides of this
issue. Well, I'll tell you what, see if you can find something to back up your claim, Bad Slave, that this guy has paid back subsidies, because when you hear the term subsidy, that just means they give, you take. That's not a loan, so the idea that he would pay back a subsidy seems kind of unbelievable on its face, that particular claim. I'm not going to say that he's necessarily an honest operator, but
the idea that he should pay back a subsidy is also kind of nonsense, because that means the government has the money and not somebody private.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
So, somebody in our chat room, Jesus the Cynic, he's in the Twitch chat, posted an article from a website called cleantechnica.com and says, looks like the caller was right. He says, or question mark, Tesla received $0.4 billion of federal loans and bailout support via the Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program. However, that amount was repaid in full with interest almost a decade early. The federal loan Tesla received was for $465.5 million and was granted in 2010, the first recovery year after the 2009 financial crisis, as Clean Technica reported.
Well, 2015 doesn't count. 2010 sure the hell does it.
Says that was paid back 9 years earlier than it had to be, but you said it was $4 billion in 2015?
I don't remember the 2015 number, but I've got, you know, a story here from 2021 about how it was $3.3 billion over the last 5 years, nearly half of that in the year 2020 alone.
That's a hell of a lot more than half $1 billion. You're talking about $3 billion.
The $1.6 billion in regulatory credits it received last year far outweighed Tesla's net income of $721 million. These guys are losing money selling cars. They're making money selling credits, said Gordon Johnson of GLJ Research. I don't know anything about them, so. But yeah, it does seem to be the case that they make at least the bulk of their money by selling carbon credits to companies like Ford and Chevrolet and other auto manufacturers who aren't meeting the Californian emission standards.
Which
whatever.
Is a totally government-created market.
It is.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, well, there's a detail here at Reason.com from December of last year where they cite an interview with the Wall Street Journal journalist, columnist Joanna Stern with Elon Musk talking about government subsidies and what the government's role should be.
To be fair, I have no idea how much money Tesla directly receives from the government. To me, that's sort of not important. Whether they're getting money from other companies because government is acting as that redistribution mechanism by creating, you know, these absurd carbon credits or whatever, it doesn't matter to me. Tesla's entire business model seems to be built around them.
So she says, say tomorrow you get a phone call from Joe Biden, and he asks, what are your needs in this $2 trillion spending bill? How do you answer him? Musk said, we don't think about it at all, really. It might be better if the bill doesn't pass. The federal budget deficit is insane. Something's got to give. You can't just spend $3 trillion more than you own every year and don't expect something bad to happen. So,
he's right on that.
Yeah. Stern told Musk, this is again the journalist says, so with this bill, there's a lot of support for electric vehicles, and it helps Tesla. So if the bill shouldn't pass, what do you think the role of government should be? And Musk replies, quote, I think the role of government should be that of a referee, but not a player on the field. Government should try to get out of the way and not impede progress. He continued saying further, quote, the rules and regulations keep increasing every year. Rules and regulations are immortal. They don't die. Occasionally you see some law with a sunset provision, but really otherwise the vast majority of rules and regulations live forever. Eventually it just takes longer and longer, and it's harder to do things. There's not really an effective garbage collection system for removing rules and regulations. And so gradually this hardens the arteries of civilization, where you're able to do less and less over time. So I think government should really be trying hard to get rid of rules and regulations that perhaps had merit at some time, but don't have merit currently. So again, not the statement of a pure anarchist, but pretty liberty-friendly sounding, at least in that particular statement.
Well, the CEO of Kraken came out and said, hey, don't keep your... I mean, if the government's come to us, we'll do what they demand. We don't like it, but we'll do it. That's what Elon Musk is saying here.
And the thing is, expecting perfection is not...
not realistic.
Realistic.
No, I don't expect perfection.
Reality is, anybody who lives... you know, I know very few people who live purely off the grid who are at any risk of ever becoming prominent because they don't, if you don't play the game at all, you don't have anything. And I say that as somebody who doesn't play the game at all and doesn't have anything.
the issue here, though, isn't that Elon Musk isn't perfect. It's that too many libertarians hold him up as this pinnacle of libertarians. He's out there fighting our fight. And that doesn't seem to be the case.
No,
he talks our talk.
I wouldn't say that he is any kind of pinnacle or anything like that.
No, I know you wouldn't, but that's what you see on Facebook. It's just libertarians going to say, oh, Elon Musk is so great.
Well, libertarians get excited anytime anyone with some sort of renown says something libertarian, right?
Because normally if you go around saying libertarian things, you don't have anything.
Yeah, that's true. And so... when Musk gets it right, then I don't think there's anything wrong with patting him on the back and saying, all right, say more of this. This is good. You should say more of these things. Because the dude has, I don't know how many million followers, whatever, right? Like if Kim Kardashian all of a sudden started sounding really libertarian, I think that'd be a good thing, too. And there are times when Kim Kardashian gets on her platforms and talks about releasing people from behind bars. Like, she's helped with getting people pardons and things like that. So, like, even she sometimes sounds libertarian.
Yeah, she's involved with, I think, the Innocence Project.
I believe she is.
Which is a great, great organization as far as I'm concerned.
Indeed.
And these are all great, but if there were libertarians out there on Facebook saying, hey, we didn't make Kim Kardashian our vice presidential candidate,
right. No,
I would have an issue with it.
Yeah, I agree. He said further, honestly, I would just can this whole bill. Don't pass it. Again, talking about the $2 trillion infrastructure spending bill. The Build Back Better bill, which legislators are in Congress are hoping to ram through. Whatever happened with that thing? Are they still...
But gas is like $4 or something a gallon now. So.
It would include $12,500 tax credits for U.S.-made electric vehicles, up from the $7,500 currently offered. Critics note that Musk has no reason to support the electric vehicle provision because Tesla factories are not unionized. But there are other good reasons for him to oppose these provisions, EV adoption and the creation of charging charging stations are plugging along just fine. Government intervention or no government intervention needed, a point specifically made by Musk, who noted the federal government doesn't pay for gas stations and doesn't need to build EV charging stations. Quote, I'm literally saying get rid of all subsidies, unquote, clarified Musk. And then they point out here that it's nice to hear Musk denouncing government intervention, but he has unquestionably benefited handsomely from government subsidies in the past. So this looks a bit like he's pulling the ladder up behind him to stymie encroaching competitors. Like, oh, I got my subsidy. Now we don't need any more subsidies.
Well, he's still getting subsidies, so which he would not be if there weren't any.
Musk is, let's see... the model businessman of the age of Obama wrote the Washington Examiner a few years ago. His businesses thrive on mandates, regulations, and subsidies. Tesla received a federal loan guarantee to make its plug-in cars, which are also subsidized through tax credits for buyers. SolarCity suppliers are subsidized solar panel makers, and its customers get tax credits for getting the panels installed. I'm guessing SolarCity is one of his companies. And SpaceX, which is... his company is largely a government contractor, apparently. That's the company that's running Starlink, the new internet.
Which sucks because SpaceX is like the one truly private enterprise that we need. A company sending rockets out there into space trying to colonize Mars or whatever. Give me a private company doing that and I'll be 100% behind it.
Tesla Motors, SolarCity Corporation, and Space Exploration Technologies Company, corporation known as SpaceX, together benefited from an estimated $4.9 billion in government support. This is your LA Times investigation. Musk and his companies enjoy, investors enjoy most of the financial upside of government support while taxpayers shoulder the cost. And more recently, SpaceX and Amazon's Project Kuiper have publicly jousted, sicking the Federal Communications Commission on the other, all while suckling at the government teat to get millions in subsidies for satellite internet projects. Still, Musk's own suspect motivations for ending these subsidies don't make the substance of his comments less true. When taken with his other government skeptical statements like, quote, it doesn't make sense to take the job of capital allocation away from people with a demonstrated great skill in capital allocation and give it to an entity that has demonstrated very poor skill in capital allocation, talking about the government. He says it seems like Musk may have unseated free speech-loving Jack Dorsey as America's richest, staunchest government skeptic. After all, he says, quote, the government is simply the biggest corporation with a monopoly on violence where you have no recourse, he said, when asked if billionaires like him should have their wealth seized via taxation and redistributed by the federal government. So when he says things like that, using the term monopoly on violence, I mean, we love that stuff.
He could almost be quoting me, government is a corporation with the license to kill.
The number, if you want to join the show here, 603-283-6160. Let's talk about D.C., the People's Convoy. Is it going to do anything like what they did in Canada so far? Doesn't look like it. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.